Unit 3. Goods move, people move, ideas move, and cultures change. Erla Zwingle.
Today, we are in the throes of a worldwide reformation of cultures, a tectonic shift of habits and dreams called, in the curious vocabulary of social scientists, globalization. It's an inexact term for a wild assortment of changes in politics, business, health, entertainment. Modern industry has established the world market. All old established national industries are dislodged by new industries whose products are consumed not only at home, but in every quarter of the globe. In place of the old wants, we find new wants,requiring for their satisfaction the products of distant lands and climes. Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels wrote this 150 years ago in the Communist Manifesto. Their statement now describes an ordinary fact of life. How people feel about this depends a great deal on where they live and how much money they have.Yet globalization, as one report stated, is a reality, not a choice. Humans have been weaving commercial and cultural connections since before the first camel caravan ventured afield. In the 19th century, the postal service, newspapers, transcontinental railroads, and great steam-powered ships wrought fundamental changes. Telegraph.Telephone, radio and television tied tighter and more intricate knots between individuals and the wider world.